Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Hey listeners, welcome back to a Revoice Network original called Podline, where students like you can anonymously share your burning college-related dilemmas and issues based on the weekly topic. I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're both seniors attending VCU, so think of us as the big sisters you never knew you needed, who have been through it all and can give it to you straight. Now, you may be asking, where can I go to submit an issue I need advice on? Well, stay tuned to find out towards the end of the show. Today, we'll be dissecting random debatable questions. But before we get into the submissions, Caroline and I came up with our own debatable questions to ask each other. So, Caroline, I will ask you, can money buy happiness?
I think to an extent, yes.
Okay. I am a firm believer that it does, 100%.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I don't know. I love shopping.
And
I,
also just the feeling of financial stability.
Yeah. Like that in that and of sounds itself lovely. Can, yeah, bring me so much joy.
Just, yeah, just thinking about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, ugh.
Being a broke college student, oh my God. Like thinking about stuff like that makes me happy.
Yeah.
You know, just the idea of like being financially stable.
Because I'm not right now.
No,
Not even close.
Like, I feel like I can't even, like, go to Target anymore because I'm just so scared that I'm gonna, like...
Yeah.
And also, it'll make me sad because I go to Target and I see all this great stuff that I, like, really want, but I'm like, damn, I can't even have that.
Yeah.
Because
I have no money. $20.
Right. There's 19 in my bank account. Yeah. I'm like, you're killing me here. Like, I can't do it anymore. But I definitely think, as of right now in my life, I definitely think money can buy happiness.
Yeah.
For sure. People say this all the time. Money can't buy happiness. I disagree. It for sure can. Like,
okay, how about this one? Are tomatoes a fruit or a vegetable?
I don't even know. I grew up my entire life thinking that it was a vegetable, right? And then, I don't know, one day someone was like, you know, tomatoes a fruit? Okay, no, like I didn't know that. So now I don't know what to believe.
Yeah, because isn't it like the seeds?
Dude, I have no idea. Like, yeah, there's something that I don't even know how to describe it. I guess like it is the seeds that like make something a fruit. Like if they have seeds in it, it's a fruit.
I think so, yeah. So I guess that means it would be a fruit. But it just makes more sense that it would be a vegetable.
Yeah. Because like if you see ads with vegetables, a tomato is going to be in there.
Yeah. And fruit are also like sweet. Vegetables are like...
I don't even know what...
What do I describe a flavor of vegetable?
Right. Like it just tastes weird. Yeah. It tastes healthy. That's what it tastes like. Yeah. Last question that we're going to ask each other. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? Take a minute to think about this because it took me quite some time.
I feel like I could fight one horse-sized duck.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
I feel like it can't be that hard. It's
a horse-sized duck.
But 100 duck-sized horses? That sounds overwhelming.
100 duck-sized horses, that's fine. I can just stomp on them. If that's the case.
Gosh.
Like, if yeah, I feel like that's just, that makes more sense.
I feel like it'd be so easy to, like, run away from a horse-sized duck, though. Because it's just gonna, like, waddle.
Right, but here's the thing.
You could get trampled by 100 duck-sized horses, I feel like.
Okay, but here's the thing. Are we running away or are we supposed to fight?
Still with fighting, I feel like I could fight a horse-sized duck. Ducks don't have arms.
They have, like, wings. I guess.
Are you gonna fight with their wings?
I mean, I guess.
I don't know. I feel like I could do it.
Okay. I don't know why when I heard this question the very first time, like, I thought in my mind, I was imagining for like the one horse sized duck, it was like that's the size of like the Trojan horse, you know. I genuinely don't know why I was like, dang, that would be so hard.
Dang, I was thinking like a farm animal.
Yeah, no, because that makes more sense. I really don't know where my mind was going, honestly. But anyway, I think 100 duck sized horses would be easier. Just because, like, yeah, I could just stomp on them easily. Because ducks are tiny.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. All right, well then let's now get into the submissions of random debatable questions. So for the first one, it says, I'm a 21-year-old guy and me and my two best friends get into a debate that in a life or death situation, I would be able to incapacitate the kangaroo. They don't think I can, but I think that life or death, me or the kangaroo, I can win. I 100% disagree with this.
I disagree.
Your friends are right on this one, dude.
Like, I mean, I have to ask whoever submitted this, have you seen the video? It went viral on TikTok of this kangaroo attacking someone's dog and this guy trying to save his dog. That kangaroo was the scariest creature I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
It had claws and it had abs.
Mm-hmm.
That thing was scary.
Yeah, I think people really genuinely underestimate the size and like the structure and the build of a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, in Disney films and whatnot, like they're
tiny happy animals. Yeah.
Like, no, that's not reality. They're very terrifying. Like, and then I have to ask, how are you built? Because if you're the size of a kangaroo, like built and like swole and stuff, then okay, maybe you have a chance, but I don't even know. Kangaroos are huge. I wish I could put up a picture of like what it, just look it up.
Yeah.
Look up what a kangaroo looks like, and I'm telling you, you will see pictures of like this swole, like muscular.
Yeah. Or look up video of guy saving dog from kangaroo.
Yes.
You'll find it.
Yeah. It's insane.
It's terrifying.
Don't underestimate a kangaroo. Y'all be underestimating kangaroos. Don't do that.
All right, for our next submission, this one is a hot dog a sandwich? I don't really know, but I'm more leaning to the yes side because of like sub sandwiches.
Yeah.
That's the same bread.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like then it would be a sandwich, technically.
That's literally the only reason why I would be like, I could see it. But also, it just feels kind of wrong. So, like, to say that, like, to consider that a sandwich, only because my entire life I've known it as a hot dog.
Yeah.
Dang. I feel like if we, like, are like, yeah, we're going to get so much hate for it.
Yeah, a hot dog is, like, just, like, its own thing. But if we need to get, like, technical, I feel like, I guess. Because what else?
I mean,
what else would it be?
Right. It's meat, like, put in between.
Sandwich, some bread.
Yeah. So, if you go to Subway, would you call that a hot dog then? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I just, this is a hard question. Like, I just don't know. Maybe. I'll say maybe. Yeah.
I'll go with yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're braver than me. I can't make a decision on that one. Our last question, our last submission, it says, is water wet?
Oh gosh, I remember hearing this so much in like middle school and high school.
And people, be debating it for like hours.
Yeah, people get really into it. Gosh.
I never really got into it because I was like, right?
Yeah, I would kind of just sit and watch them debate because it's like, does it matter?
Does it matter? No. But I don't know. Like, I would say yes. Like, I can see both sides. Like, I can understand where both sides are coming from. But, like, I don't know. I think I need to hear other people's opinion on it. Other people, like, debating it and stuff. I'm like, I don't know.
Or, like, I don't know. Because, like, is it not wet? Are we going to get, like, scientific? Because, like, the molecules of the water. Like, does that go into it too? Like, that's something that confuses me.
Yeah, I don't know much about scientific stuff, so I have no idea.
I'm going to go with yes.
I'm going to go with yes too. Water is wet. Let's be confident in our decisions.
Water is wet.
Deal with it. If you disagree,
sorry.
Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
You can message us on Instagram if you have any problems.
Right. Do whatever you got to do. Get it out. Vent.
Yeah.
If you really hate the decision we made, DM us. Sure. Let's talk it out, bro. We probably won't answer. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Well, that's the end of our submissions, and it looks like we're out of time, but don't worry, we'll be back next week to give you more advice. So if you like this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and download the show, and check out our other Revoice Network original, Common Talk. Follow the Revoice Network on Instagram at Revoice Network, and to submit a response for future episodes, follow us at podline_Revoice, where our Share Your Dilemmas Google form lives. Once again, I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Caroline.
And thanks for listening.
See you next week.